This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 40 for Thursday, August 29th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market had its best session in a little over a month on Thursday, with prices unseen since the beginning of August. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all higher, giving support to the oilseed. Crude oil was up $1 US per barrel due to welcome economic data from the United States, as well as production issues in Libya. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Wednesday's close. The November canola contract was up $23.70 per ton at $619.50. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all made gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 15,600 tons of old crop U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended August 22nd, down 87% from the previous week. In addition, 1.494 million tons of new crop corn were sold, just above the higher end of trade expectations. Ukraine's ag ministry said the country has exported 6.75 million tons of grain so far in the 2024-25 marketing year, up 2.15 million tons from 1 year ago. The latest figure includes 2.2 million tons of corn. India's monsoon rains could extend into late September this year, which could damage summer-sown crops such as corn and soybeans, but could benefit winter-sown crops such as wheat and rapeseed. The December corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.96. The USDA reported 143,600 tons of net export sales reductions for old crop soybeans during the week ended August 22nd. However, 2.616 million tons of new crop soybeans were sold mostly to China in unknown destinations, just above trade expectations. For soy meal, 21,200 tons of old crop and 428,900 tons of new crop were sold for export. For soy oil, 1,100 tons of old crop and 2,300 tons of new crop were also sold. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association is opposing proposed new measures by California to cap the use of vegetable oils as feedstock for biofuel production. One of the amendments would limit the portion of biodiesel made from soy oil and canola oil at 20%. The November soybean contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.93. In total, 532,100 tons of new crop U.S. wheat were sold for export last week, up slightly from the previous week. Ukraine also shipped 3.4 million tons of wheat so far in the 2024-25 marketing year, according to its ag ministry. Argus Media forecasted French soft wheat exports outside the European Union to fall 60% compared to last year at 4.1 million tons in 2024-25. However, it kept its production estimate unchanged at 25.17 million tons, France's smallest wheat crop since the 1980s. The European Union estimated wheat production at 116.1 million tons, down from its previous estimate of 120.8 million. Exports were pegged at 26 million tons, 6 million less than the previous estimate, with stocks up 1.8 million tons from last month at 12.5 million. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.49. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.61. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.90. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, August 29th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.